Good morning, Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 9:30 agenda item, and it's meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and consider action items, which we have four of them. So let's start with the county fair and those contracts there. Sorry, I should have got going a little earlier. So you want to present them separately, or how would you like to go? Zach, all together? All right.
Okay, yes. It's three different agreements for Sunday of Fair, which is our Latino Fair Festival. Two of them are our main stage agreements. One is on one of our smaller stages. They're all on the entertainment agreement that we have traditionally used with the county and within budget. And the only thing I'd like to reflect is that it's Tuesday of Fair Week and I have a sweatshirt on.
Okay. Comment?
Not related to the entertainment agreements, but just a really good...
Weather forecast.
Really good weather forecast.
Really good weather forecast, yes. Comments, questions?
Chairman, I'm in favor. We do this every year, and then Director Center goes and regroups and brings back more ideas for the world's greatest fair, so it looks like golfing is in the offing. So,
all right,
totally in favor, and I'm not going to pronounce these because I won't do it correctly, but the entertainment agreements for the fair, those three items are on the agenda, and I move that we approve them as presented.
I second.
Okay, and just for on the record, legal has reviewed the contracts. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right.
Thank you.
We shall be entertained. All right, next action item, consider job score employment service agreement.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is his request to extend our job score agreement through October through December as we implement Dayforce to take over all of our recruiting and onboarding needs. From an HR perspective, we do not have the bandwidth or the capacity to implement a whole new system into ADP and then implement it again into Dayforce. So just asking for an extension for 3 months in the amount of $10,500. It is already added to the HR budget. I did ask Sarah to add it to the HR budget.
Okay.
Yep. Chairman. Thank you, and I'm in support of doing that for the reasons that have been outlined by the director. I would suggest that we change the contact information listed on what we have attached there to reflect the new controller. But
I was going to suggest we send it to his personal address
and
see if he wanted to pay it.
That could be a possibility, but I'll stick with my original proposal that we update this and approve the expenditure of $10,500, and then when we get to the new year with ADP, Director Danner will have us on board with Dayforce and that integration. So that's my motion.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded with those amendments. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
This agreement will also serve to end our job score on December 31st of this year. That agreement auto renews unless we terminate it. So this accomplishes that as well.
Awesome.
Excellent. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marty.
Marty.
Signature here. Okay. Next agenda item is an action item. Consider resolution implementing an administrative fee for the collection of reimbursements received under Idaho Code 31-3503. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Chairman, can I ask on this signature page, is that a function of for our legal or for Marty on that? I guess that doesn't affect the signature. I'm good. Thanks.
Oh, I see. Yeah. No, that has to be modified. So
yeah.
We made note of it in the
thank you.
The business. Okay, moving right along. So what we have before us then is a resolution. Is this a continuing piece of business or is this new?
Chairman, Commissioners, this is a new piece of business. Previously, this was funds gathered through the CAP fund, and we would return or reimburse those funds to the state through the CAP fund. That code section has changed, and now those funds are meant to go to the state general fund. In reviewing what Ada County does, they take a 30% administrative fee from that now. That is not allowed in the code section. It's not, it doesn't disallow it, but it also doesn't allow it. So I would caution that this could open us up to liability along with Ada County, because we're just taking funds that are meant for the state. I think it is appropriate to have an administrative fee, but the legislator was silent as to that. So there is the potential for liability on this, but where Ada County has done it, we have talked with the State Department of Finance. They never got back to us on this, and so we had decided just to move forward with it.
Okay.
I'm in support, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman, I'm also in support, and I agree with our legal counsel that it's appropriate. The county is doing the work on collecting these for the state, and so where there are shortfalls in other areas where the state has proposed to take that up, I guess I don't want to say too much more, but I'm in support of fair is fair.
I think it's a reasonable and prudent percentage, and I'm okay with going ahead, even though there's seemingly a small amount of exposure. Obviously, the state had no incentive to even return our request. So at the moment, they don't have any incentive. So let's do what is best for Canyon County then. I'd entertain a motion unless there's other discussion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the resolution of the Canyon County Board of Commissioners implementing an administrative fee for the collection of reimbursements received under Idaho Code 31-3503 as presented.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So thank you.
Chairman, I do have one question.
Sure.
So according to the resolution, it talks about when we are to make payment to the Division of Finance, and that time has already passed. So our office we stopped reimbursing the CAP fund in February of this year in anticipation of this resolution. So we have from February to May that, I guess I just want for clarification, do we reimburse them the full amount or do we take the fee so that we can start on this cycle for the next year?
Well, the legislature is quick to retroactively do things in their arena, so I think I would choose to follow their lead. And do you want to, legal, do we want a motion on this decision? Is verbal guidance give enough?
I think verbal is enough on this.
I would direct you then to consider the funds from February on under this 30% administrative fee. Are we good with that?
I agree.
I'm in support, Chairman, and I'm trying to look at, there's no, on the one of the whereas the board receives a quarterly report showing collections received, and there is one annual reimbursement payment to the state of Idaho, but it will be made June each year to cover the previous 12 months of reimbursement. Okay, so for clarification, I support what you're saying because it's included in this time frame. Thank you for letting me process that out loud.
You're welcome. All right. Is that good?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the question, Yvonne. Appreciate it. Okay. The next action item is open proposals received for the request for proposals for the periodic household hazardous waste disposal services project.
Chairman,
yes.
Got a little change of plans on this one that I'd ask for the board's assistance with. We've had a request from one of the potential proposers to extend the deadline out another week because they're having some trouble with getting their, I think, chief executive to certify the documents as we require to send it in is what they said.
It's a legal review.
Legal review. Because this is it's a niche thing, there's a limited number of proposers, and so Director Loper wanted to entertain that extension and give that opportunity for all the potential proposers to, even the ones that may have submitted already, to amend their proposals and to give this additional one time to resubmit, or to submit, I should say. And so what we're proposing this morning is that the board do a motion to amend your agenda from what is listed instead to a motion to approve addendum number 2 on this project, which will push this whole thing out a week, and we'll be back here next Tuesday to open those proposals.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we amend the agenda to state that we will entertain an action item for addendum number 2, miscellaneous clarifications, and strike the open proposals received for the request for proposals as currently listed on the agenda.
I second.
All right, good move. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, so.
So yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, like Zach said, just because we're expected to get a limited number of proposals, I just really felt like moving this out another week and supplying the bidders or proposers with the addendum number 2 would be our best interest, just so we could have all options for review when it comes time to open the proposers.
I think it's a great move. I appreciate you, Dave, having come in and asked for this, because I have seen quite a few of the email questions about this and their angst to have it time for their legal to review it. And it's always good to, if we can get a few more qualified bidders in the process, do what we need to do for that. This seems reasonable.
And I appreciate the legal team jumping on this, because we got the question yesterday, so we didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah, I saw that. That was a weird request, and I thought, interesting. It means you're already spending some money on just trying to put together proposals. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Any other comments, questions?
I don't have any, Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Just a point of order. Do we need a decision or a motion?
Bless you.
Or just the agenda change? Just want to make sure.
No, we'll need a motion to approve addendum number 2. Okay. So I make a motion that we approve addendum number 2 as presented for the reasons that we've discussed.
I will second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, Board.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chair.
You have been highly successful at creating yet one more meeting. So.
Thank you.
All right.
You see bet. You.
Okay. And do we have anything else on for this morning? I know that there's some other bigger issues that we'd want to look at, and I'm suggesting that we put a tentative time of continuance for this for 2:30 this afternoon.
Chairman, we just have a quick assessor update on the.
If we have a quick one, let's do that then. You bet. I didn't know the assessor could be quick, but he just is so taking of our time during BOE that quick is refreshing. Yes.
So I'll let our assessor update you, but this is the 602 NN recapture on the Cordova, the part one of it. So we just wanted to provide the board an update on where we're at with that, and I can answer legal questions, but
okay.
Assessor will kind of give that update for you.
Okay. So Chairman Holton, Commissioners, thanks for having us this morning.
Does this need to be an executive session or not?
It is, sorry. It's under 1F.
Okay, one F.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061 subsection F to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes, so motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves in recess to executive session then.